And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is David Schwartz. How do public parks economically benefit a growing town? Let's count the ways. First, residences near high-quality, well-maintained parks increase in value compared to similar properties located farther away. This increased home value translates into increased property tax revenue for the town. Second, high-quality parks attract not only local users, but also visitors from out of town who spend money on food and other purchases, and this yields sales tax revenues for the town. Parks also provide residents with various kinds of direct savings. For example, residents' use of free public park land and free or low-cost recreational opportunities saves residents from having to pay for these amenities in the private marketplace. A harder-to-measure but equally important form of savings is the increased community cohesion parks and other public gathering places support. This increased community cohesion helps ward off antisocial problems associated with urbanization that otherwise would cost the city more in police and fire protection, prisons, counseling, and rehabilitation. Finally, parks provide ecological services that generate environmental savings, such as retention of rainfall by the park's vegetation and soil, which reduces the need for costly stormwater management infrastructure. Given all these benefits associated with parks, it's unfortunate that the previous mayor and town council last fall passed up the opportunity to purchase the 36-acre American Legion property, and that they instead sanctioned the town staff's efforts to interest a developer of luxury apartments in acquiring the site. The new mayor and town council now have an opportunity to remedy the situation. They and the town staff should work with the Legion Post members to come up with a plan for the property that meets both the Post's need for a larger, more modern facility and the town's need for expanded parkland and recreation opportunities. The developer with whom the Legion has signed a contract builds only market-rate apartments, which the town does not need, so it's not the ideal partner for this collaboration. Fortunately, there are other more suitable developers waiting in the wings who will be happy to step up if given the chance. This is David Schwartz.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.